Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm going to turn you to the court speakerphone, okay? Just one moment.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. Do you have a hand phone? Oh, right here.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Elliot
Mr. Bernstein?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Good morning.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold and the judge should be out in just a minute.
Okay, thank you very much. Method for enhancement of surface plasmon polytrons to initiate and sustain linear. Cold fusion tech picked up by major U.S. partner prepares for launch in America and Chinese energy markets. How do you like that? There's the beginning of the change of mankind. One step closer, honey, to saving humanity. 20 years of work to bring this genie out again.
Simon Bernstein, Irrevocable Insurance Trust versus Heritage Union Life Insurance Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Adam Simon on behalf of the plaintiffs.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alice Marks on behalf of defendant Heritage Union Life Insurance Agent buying through Jackson National Life Insurance Agent and Servicing Agent.
Your Honor, my name is Michael Sanders. My law firm is prepared to represent Robert Spallina, as well as Donald Tesher, the law firm Tesher and Spallina, the third-party defendants. We've not yet appeared, but we were filed our responsibility next week, on the 18th, I expect.
Okay, and I'll certainly grant you leave to file your notice of appearance on behalf of those parties. Would you identify? Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Highland Server, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank.
Would you identify yourself on the phone, please?
Yes, ma'am. Elliot Bernstein.
You're here for status this morning. It looks like everyone has now been served. I do have Heritage's motion to dismiss and deposit the proceeds with the registry of the court. Is there any objection to that?
Just to clarify, yeah. We've already deposited the funds.
You've already
done. This is just a motion to dismiss.
Is there any objection to
yes.
that? And what is your objection?
My objection is only that, you know, we're talking about a policy that they've paid the money of a policy, but to date, nobody's put down a policy. So as of, you know, the discovery that was sent to me, there is no actual policy. So I'm...
Which is what you will litigate with the parties at issue. What's your objection to Heritage coming out? The funds have been deposited with the court, so they don't have the money anymore. The parties who are claiming any benefit to the policy are now before the court.
Well, my problem is that they're saying that they paid the court on a policy, but the policy doesn't exist, so I need to see the terms of what they paid you and how they paid you under a contract that doesn't exist at this point.
I'm not sure how to respond to that. I mean, Mr. Elliot Bernstein is claiming entitlement as the beneficiary of the policy that now he's alleging doesn't exist, and I certainly, my client wouldn't have turned over nearly $1.7 million if there wasn't a policy existing. I've turned over my entire file if he somehow thinks that there isn't a policy that's been produced. He can certainly subpoena more records or assert that as part of the litigation, but that's not a basis to under the law to prevent my client from getting out once it's satisfied all the duties of the interpleader.
Have you produced everything to Mr. Bernstein that you have?
Yes, I turned over to all, at the time, as part of the 26A disclosures, I turned over nearly 1,300 pages of records, which was the entire servicing file for this policy. And I believe within there was, I think it's what something's called a duplicate policy, or a sample policy, which is essentially, which is common in insurance cases that oftentimes, they have a sample policy. This is what the terms are of all our policies, and so...
But it's not the actual policy that the reinsurers are paying on and everybody else. All I'm asking for, Your Honor, is that they produce the actual contract that they're paying under before they be dismissed, and then I have no problem with it. But right now I've got differing amounts of the insurance. If you look through their 1,300 pages, and a contract is specific to the insured. So there could have been changes to the actual policy. There should be attachments to the policy if the beneficiaries were changed. Those are made part of the contracts from my understanding. And so without an actual contract, the policy could have said it was changed to $40 million the day before he died. I don't know because there's not an actual contract. So when they say we're paying under the policy to the courts, I'm confused because what policy? A sample policy is just usually my, limited understanding of this, is just the document they take to like the insurance regulators in states and say, this is the contract we want approved. And then they go sell contracts, but each contract they sell is an individual policy, which, they've got to give it to the reinsurer or else the reinsurer, what is a reinsurer actually reinsuring if there is no policy? The reinsurers don't reinsure sample contracts. They have to have an actual contract, and because there's so much stuff going on here that we don't know, beneficiaries, things like that, and we don't have definitive proof of what's on the policy, meaning they're claiming there's contingent and primary beneficiaries. Everybody's got a different interpretation of that, but we need a contract, the policy, to actually verify that who's right.
Your Honor, all this will be settled by the parties through discovery. If Mr. Bernstein believes that his siblings or the Bernstein Trust haven't provided sufficient proof to establish they're the beneficiaries, he can point that out, but that's not a basis to prevent my client from getting out.
Right. Anybody else before me want to comment on this?
I just want to make sure, as part of this closing status discussion, that discovery, I know there's a stay on discovery, I'd like that lifted.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that, and it will be lifted.
Assuming we can engage in discovery, I have no objection.
Yes. Anybody else want to comment? Okay. I'm going to grant your motion to dismiss. You have qualified what you need to do and satisfied what you need to do as an interpleader, and the case will go forward, and certainly if somebody wants to serve additional discovery on you, they can. I am lifting the stay on discovery, and I will give you some deadlines. Do you know what you plan to do in terms of your clients? Are you going to move to dismiss?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I could give you a briefing schedule for that. When is your answer due?
The 18th, I believe.
All right, so you should answer or otherwise plead to Mr. Bernstein's claims on February 18th, and then a response to that 3 weeks later, March 11th, and a reply. Is 1 week sufficient?
Okay. It's going to be email or some. I don't know if Mr. Bernstein is part of the electronic filing.
No, he's not.
Yes, I am, I believe.
Oh, he is. Okay.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Okay.
Sorry,
Your Honor.
We'll get it electronically, so that's fine.
Okay, so 1 week later, March 18th. So you do not need to notice it and come in if you file a motion to dismiss. Now, what discovery has been exchanged? 26A1 has been exchanged and has written been answered or issued, other way, issued and answered?
We've issued some. We got an objection based on the authority of the trust, and then we amended the complaint. So my plan now is just to do a 30B6 deposition of the insurance company and then likely move for summary judgment.
Okay, to the extent you have not issued written discovery, written should be issued by February 28th, and fact discovery, well, 120 days to us, pretty?
Yes.
Okay, 120 days for fact discovery to complete depositions, June 13th, and come back for a status. We'll see where you are on discovery. I'm going to direct you to have some settlement discussions before you come back once you've engaged in discovery. We'll see where you are at that point. Come back here, please, for another status on April 22nd at 8:30.
Your Honor?
Yes.
One more thing about the parties, because Counsel for Heritage has had most of the contact with the other banks. I know J.P. Morgan is here, and I believe is disclaiming their interest. And I just wanted to get any further information from counsel regarding the other parties.
Yep. There were three banks we bought in. Ultimately, they were PNC, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. Counselor J.P. Morgan indicated he was going to appear today, and I believe he's going to be filing some sort of a motion to get out.
Yes, and as we've answered, disclaiming any interest, we filed an answer to the, we're only a party to the interpleader claim.
Okay.
And I assume we'll be filing a motion then for judgment on the pleading since we've been.
Okay.
PNC never answered, and I've had no contact with them. Bank of America, I currently have out a letter agreement with them where they're going to be disclaiming interest in exchange for them being voluntarily dismissed from the litigation. With us being dismissed as a party, Heritage being dismissed as a party, I don't know if that creates any issues in me filing a stipulation to dismiss them because I'm then technically no longer a party.
Correct. I think it might. Do you want me to hold off on dismissing you until you do that? When do you think you'll have that letter?
Well, I got out them last week and I was hoping it would be by today. Sometimes it takes a while to pass up the chain. I know my client wanted to get out today, so.
And excuse me, Your Honor.
Wait, hold on. Don't interrupt, please.
Okay, sorry.
How about if I hold off on granting that until the end of the week and try to get it in place? And if it's in place before then, I'll grant it.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
And I'll just, as soon as I get it, I'll file the stipulation, and then maybe jointly Heritage and Bank of America can be, or the motion can be granted, and Heritage or Bank of America can be dismissed.
Okay.
And Your Honor, with regard to the discovery, the 28th issue?
Yes.
I'm going to be filing a motion to dismiss on that third-party complaint. I'm not sure if you saw the third-party.
I did see the third-party complaint.
I'd rather not.
You do not have to, there's a motion to dismiss. You do not have to participate in discovery on those counts until I rule on them.
Thank you.
Okay, April 22nd.
Excuse me. Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Hi. One more thing, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Heritage, before they leave, you know, this Bank of America issue, Bank of America was told to the court to have become the party that acquired the primary beneficiary, LaSalle National Trust, N.A. And I believe I've submitted evidence to the court that shows that Bank of America never acquired that primary beneficiary. Another company, Chicago Land Trust, I can't remember the exact name at this moment, but whatever, Chicago Land Trust still is the owner of LaSalle National Trust N.A., the primary beneficiary. And I think the last time Mr. Marks told us that he was contacting LaSalle or something, or we're going to bring them into, and this is part of my concern of letting them out at all right now, where it could relieve them from any kind of obligations to us without A, providing the policy with the proper beneficiaries. And the primary beneficiary, if it's still in existence under this Chicago whatever, that means that this whole claim of a contingent beneficiary has no bearing on this case. So if we're being told that Bank of America acquired this thing wrongly, and then Bank of America saying, oh, well, we're out of here, and everybody's leaving, the primary beneficiary not a part of this case, something seems fundamentally wrong with that, doesn't it?
I don't understand the logic he's trying to apply. I think he should welcome Bank of America wanting to get out and disclaiming interest, because that means that's one less party he's competing with to try to obtain the interest. So I don't see how in any way how right. Mr. Bernstein would be prejudiced by one party saying that they're not claiming interest to the policy.
Well, because they never
just
had
file something.
I did.
And you can file something in response to any kind of stipulation to dismiss, and I'll address it then. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Was that it? Did they just hang up?